After spending the first day of his visit focused on expanding U.S.-Brazil economic and trade ties, the president and his family spent time seeing some key sites in Rio de Janeiro. But one of those stops, a visit to the large favela or slum known as City of God, also buttressed a key message that inclusion of people from all levels of society and all races strengthens democracy and furthers development and economic progress. Mr. Obama, his wife Michelle, and his daughters watched drum and martial arts performances, kicked soccer balls with neighborhood children, and posed for photographs.
The President of the United States of America, Barack Obama.
The visit there also carried over to Mr. Obama's address at Rio's Municipal Theater, in which he said hope is returning to places where fear once prevailed, and hailed Brazil's success in lifting millions from poverty through new security and social programs. Brazil, he said, has gone from dictatorship to a thriving democracy, and in so doing has inspired the world.
For so long, Brazil was a nation brimming with potential but held back by politics, both at home and abroad. For so long, you were called a country of the future, told to wait for a better day that was always just around the corner. Meus amigos, that day has finally come. And this is a country of the future no more. The people of Brazil should know that the future has arrived. It is here now. And it's time to seize it.
Mr. Obama said the U.S. and Brazil had similar histories as former colonies that welcomed waves of immigrants, eventually cleansing the stain of slavery, with similar struggles for equality for people of all races and backgrounds. Referring to what he called the unfolding struggle by people for rights in the Middle East and North Africa, the president said that despite differences of opinion, Americans and Brazilians also share common aspirations.
We all seek to be free. We all seek to be heard. We all yearn to live without fear or discrimination. We all yearn to choose how we are governed. And we all want to shape our own destiny. These are not American ideals or Brazilian ideals. These are not Western ideals. These are universal rights, and we must support them everywhere.
Mr. Obama also joked about his hometown of Chicago losing out to Rio de Janeiro in the competition to host the 2016 Olympic Games and received loud applause when he said he intends to return to see the game.
And I intend to come back in 2016 to watch what happens.
The president has been receiving continuous updates on Allied military operations in Libya to enforce a no-fly zone to protect civilians from attacks by forces loyal to Muammar Gaddafi. He had a secure conference call with his national security advisor, Tom Donilon, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, Secretary of Defense Bob Gates, and General Carter Ham, who heads the U.S. Africa Command. White House officials say Libya came up in broad terms during discussions President Obama had on Saturday with Brazil's President Dilma Rousseff, focusing on shared concerns for the Libyan people. Before departing Brazil, the president, his wife Michelle, and their daughters will visit the famous Christ the Redeemer statue, an icon of Rio and for Brazil, atop Corcovado Mountain towering above the city. Next stop is Chile, where Mr. Obama will meet with President Sebastián Piñera. Dan Robinson, VOA News, with President Obama in Rio de Janeiro.